If you want to understand the current state of American political governance, consider that in a single Friday, the administration managed to impose 50% tariffs on Canada, have the president deny ordering a bond market intervention while hinting at military solutions, lose a press secretary who announced she's heading to MAGA Inc., and have a senior aide identified as the person who posted a racist video targeting a former president. That's a lot of political surface area to cover, so let's take each piece seriously.
The Canada tariffs are the most economically significant. 50% on a country that is the largest trading partner of the United States, the two countries exchange over $900 billion in goods and services annually. The collapse of trade talks is described as abrupt. Canadian officials were characterizing negotiations as ongoing as recently as Wednesday. These tariffs don't just hit Canadian exporters. They hit American manufacturers who depend on Canadian inputs, particularly in automotive, aerospace, aluminum, and agricultural supply chains that are deeply integrated across the border.
The automotive sector specifically is worth focusing on. The U.S.-Canada-Mexico auto manufacturing ecosystem was built over three decades specifically to treat the three countries' factories as a single integrated production network. A 50% tariff on Canadian-made components doesn't just make those components more expensive, it makes the entire production planning model unworkable unless manufacturers relocate supply chains, which takes years and billions in capital spending. Ford, GM, and Stellantis all have significant Canadian operations. Expect shareholder questions about production cost forecasts very quickly.
The bond intervention story is almost baroque in its complexity. Treasury Secretary Bessent apparently expanded the buyback program for long-dated Treasury bonds, a move that essentially functions as a way to reduce upward pressure on long-term interest rates. Trump said publicly that Bessent acted independently. Bessent's office has not confirmed or denied the characterization. The president then added that the military is the ultimate intervention, which nobody at the White House has explained, and that ambiguity is itself a governance concern. Markets are pricing in uncertainty about who actually controls what policy tools.
On the political accountability front, Natalie Harp, who served as a White House aide, has been identified as the person who posted a video that used racist imagery targeting former President Obama. This isn't a minor social media slip. Harp held an official position. The video was posted from an account connected to her, and investigators traced it through metadata. The White House has not, as of this broadcast, commented on whether she retains her position. The fact that it happened during a period of continued discussion about race and governance inside the administration makes the silence more conspicuous.
Caroline Leavitt's departure as press secretary and her announcement that she'll return to MAGA Incorporated, the political operation closely aligned with the Trump movement, is notable because of the timing and the destination. Leavitt was one of the younger, more media-savvy voices in the briefing room, and her exit at this moment, combined with the Harp story, suggests some internal friction. When press secretaries leave midterm and announce their next move before the ink is dry, it usually reflects a calculation that the next chapter is more politically important than the current one.
And then Ohio, the Supreme Court there unanimously dismissed a Republican judge's lawsuit challenging the abortion amendment that Ohio voters passed in 2023. The dismissal without opinion is actually significant. It's the court saying, this challenge doesn't even clear the threshold of legal merit requiring a written response. The amendment that voters approved, which protects abortion access up to fetal viability, is still facing multiple other legal challenges, but a unanimous dismissal at the Supreme Court level is a strong signal about the durability of the voter-approved measure.
What connects all of these domestic stories is a picture of an administration generating significant political turbulence on several fronts simultaneously: trade, monetary policy, personnel, and racial politics. While the courts continue to function as a check in places like Ohio, the question for the coming week is whether the Canada tariff announcement triggers a retaliatory spiral, the way the early rounds of Trump trade actions did in 2018 and 2019.